In 2017, the Baltimore City Health Department reported that more than 700 lives had been lost to opioid overdose, while 979 lives were saved by using naloxone, a drug more commonly called Narcan, a drug that reverses the effects of opioid overdose. A recent audit of the department found that opioid overdose reversals with Narcan doubled from 2016 to 2017. And WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports that public health experts say the number of lives saved remains underreported.
Karen Holiday says she has something in common with Billie Holiday, Baltimore's famous jazz singer who died in July 1959 from illness related to drug and alcohol abuse, besides the name.
Yeah, I guess because drugs have always been in this family of mine, so I was the person who slept in the park right there across from the War Memorial. I was also the person who's used there.
Just 2 years ago, Karen Holiday almost died from an opioid overdose. She remembers waking up in Sinai Hospital alone.
When I woke up, I had a band on my arm that said, unknown person. It's still a struggle every day. It is, because I deal with this every day. I deal with addiction every single day.
As she works through her own addiction, Holiday says she's reaching out to others. In one part of that struggle, she's helping teach city employees how to use Narcan, the drug that reverses opioid overdoses. Here she is with City Health Commissioner Dr. Lena Wen, explaining how to administer the drug to some 50 city employees inside the War Memorial.
When you administer this dosage of Narcan, you have to be really careful when administering any of this medication, because people who receive this, when they come around, they're very violent.
And in another part of the struggle, Holiday has joined Be More Power, a community group that uses Narcan to reverse opioid overdoses. She estimates she's saved 47 lives over the past 8 months, mostly in the Penn North community. She and others in her group report the number of opioid reversals they've helped with to the City Health Department. Jose Rodriguez, the department's director of opioid overdose intervention, says those self-reported reversals have helped the department learn about the scope of the opioid epidemic. But he worries the self-reported data doesn't reflect all the opioid reversals in the city, leaving the department with incomplete data.
We need the data to not only look at what's working, but also look at different areas of intervention.
And the lack of data isn't just a problem for Baltimore City. Dr. Bruce Anderson of the Maryland Poison Control Center says it's hard to know where to provide more Narcan kits across the state without accurate data.
Unfortunately, we don't have a system in place, or at least we don't have any consistency in place to be able to try and make sure that folks report when they're using naloxone.
The Poison Control Center partnered with the State Health Department at the start of the opioid crisis nationwide to look at a way to collect data.
To try and help deal with these overdose cases was to say we can collect this information. If people call us at the regular old Poison Center number, we can help document these cases and we can report on them.
But that plan came with some drawbacks.
Unfortunately, there was no real way to guarantee that folks would call. And the reality is that many people don't call.
Anderson says he doesn't blame people for not calling.
The last thing on your mind would be, oh my gosh, I need to now, after I call 911, after I do all this stuff, now I need to call somebody else to report this. It's just not top of mind. It's not the thing that you're primarily concerned about.
Not top of mind for some, and others who feel there will be consequences, like arrest, if they call. Back at the War Memorial, Dr. Wen calmed city employees' fears of reporting an opioid overdose to 911.
The Good Samaritan law says that if you do your best in your goal as a Good Samaritan, you're not arrested or prosecuted if you call for help.
So there's no easy solution for local and state public health experts to get the data they need. Based on data WIPR acquired from the city health, fire, EMS, and police departments, the number looks closer to 8,538 opioid reversals in 2017 and 9,766 so far for 2018. But for now, it's trainings like these and Good Samaritans that will help get closer to the actual numbers. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.
Strange fruit.